We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What's your lobby baby story?
My water actually broke in the lobby.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so my husband had just gotten done working a 12-hour shift. I was 2 days past my due date. He comes home. I look at him, and I'm like, we have to go to the hospital. And he goes, I need a minute. And I'm like, my water is literally breaking. And he goes, I need a minute. So we get to the hospital, and the receptionist is like, okay, can you just wait here? And I literally had a puppy pad paper underneath me in the lobby. And I'm sitting next to this my husband and this total stranger. And I'm like, this is not how I pictured it.
What do you mean a puppy pad paper? What are you talking about?
The receptionist literally gave me a, like, pad to put under me while my water is breaking.
Yep, they've seen it all. Nothing fazes them.
Well, that's not fancy.
No.
I mean, I get it, but...
makes me think twice now about sitting in the chairs at the hospital, though. I will say that.
Yeah. So then as they finally called me back, I'm literally, like, hobbling to the bed, mm-hmm. and it literally just broke, like, right there in the hallway.
Oh, my yeah. goodness.
And you know someone's thinking, oh, she's just being dramatic.
Yes, there she is. Why does she need all this attention? How far after that did you have the baby? How many hours?
14.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Did everything go well, I mean, at the end of the day?
Unfortunately, it was not a pleasant experience, but everybody's happy and healthy, and that's all that matters. I ended up having to have an emergency C-section.
Oh, yeah, you can never plan
Say,
those.
Meg had, so she, with first child, Soph, went into the hospital, went into labor, water broke, whatever. I think she was doing yoga when the water broke.
Uh-huh.
And so got into the hospital, 44 hours of labor, and finally emergency C-section, which is just ridiculously long time.
Yeah, but I don't think you can go past 24 hours with your water break.
Swear we did. I was there.
But her water broke. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. it was funny, but not really funny, because after like 14 hours, they're like, okay, you're so close, because I got to 9.
Yeah.
And my baby was 10 pounds. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
So I literally looked at the doctor and I was like, give me the pen. Like, I need to sign the papers. And she goes, well, I had to tell you all the like risk. I'm like, give me the pen.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine having a 10-pound baby. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What's your lobby baby story?
Again, no lobby baby, but I have kind of a funny story of my first baby.
Okay.
So I used to work over at Channel 2.
Uh-huh.
And I was coming off of the night shift, and I thought I was having the baby. I went to the hospital after working all night. I told my coworkers, and they announced it on the news that I had my baby.
Oh.
They ended up sending me home, so I was super disappointed. And when I came back, they couldn't find any attending to let me have my baby. So I sat at 10 centimeters forever. They finally round up a resident. It happened to be his first baby, first day.
Perfect.
In his residency. And he didn't speak any English at all.
Mm.
So needless to say, I was terrified, but everything ended up fine.
Mm-hmm.
But from the disappointment of not having a baby and having it announced.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To not understanding the doctor who's delivering my first baby. It was just a whirlwind. It was insane.
Did you learn a new word for push?
Oh, yeah.
I really can't remember.
Right.
I don't really remember much. I just remember I had no idea what was going on at all, and then I had my baby girl.
Well, but, you know, the body works the same in any language.
Yeah, it does.
Exactly. There was a nurse, and she was great. So
uh-huh.
she was kind of translating a little bit for me.
But you know, everybody wants the breaking story. I'll announce you the birth of your next baby if you want me to at any time. I'm happy to do it.
Oh, no, I'm done. I have 5 of my own, and I am done. So.
No, I think you could kick one more out. It'd be fun. Because really, we're looking for, we want the scoop. Like, if we could break the news before Channel 2, it's a little competitive. You know how much I love them. But that would be, let us know. We're happy to do it, you know?
All
we're here
right.
for you. Okay, take care. That's a funny story. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, what's your lobby baby story?
almost a lobby baby. My water broke at 3:30 in the morning.
Okay.
My husband up, and I was like, I think my water just broke. And he was like, what water? And I was like,
great answer.
This is going to go well. First baby, month early.
Yep.
And I call the doctor, and I'm like, I think I'm having contractions.
Yep.
And they're like, well, you'll know. It's going to hurt. And I was like, okay. Well, she's like, sit tight, take a shower, do all those things. Maybe we can get this going. And I was like, okay. I get in the shower, and the contractions are like 2 minutes apart as soon as I start sudsing my hair.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. What is going on now? This is like 3:45 now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in there. I get out. The water's still, with every contraction, it's pushing. Here it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out. We get into the car. I'm like, we got to go now. You said 2.5 minutes apart. We have to go. There's no gas. We didn't even go for the bursting class yet. Nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
Clearly.
Nothing yet.
Yeah.
And she's breech.
Oh
my gosh. That's serious.
Yes, that is serious. So we go. We're driving to the hospital. We get out of that. Well, we try to get out of the driveway. This is May. My husband drives over the garbage can.
Oh, my God.
You're not even in a place where you could drive over them. I don't even know how that happened.
Okay.
Then it's time. We're driving. He gets on the 33. We live in Lancaster.
Uh-huh.
I was, where are you going? We're going to Mercy. He just lost his mind in center direction. I'm like, where are you going? So we get there. We pass all these cop cars, blowing through lights at 4 o'clock in the morning. We get in the lobby of the hospital, and the security guard's like, okay, what's going on? Mind you, I have a towel on my head, a towel around my body, a towel under me, and a trench coat on.
Oh, my gosh.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah, right? Sounds like a party. And we get into the hospital lobby, and the security guard's like, can I help you? And I'm just leaning at this wall, like, hold on a second, because it's another contraction. And he's like, we're having a baby? And so they get me into a chair. They get me up there. And the nurses are like, okay, get into bed. We're going to check you. And I was like, okay, hold on. Here comes another one. And they're like, get in the bed. So they whoosh me up onto the bed, and they check me, and her foot is hanging out.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Yep. Her foot's in the birth canal. It's coming. She's coming. They take me into the operating room because she's breech.
Mm-hmm.
And she was born at 4:32 in the morning. So my
Wait,
water
can they... Hold on. They can do a C-section when the baby's that far down?
Yep. They did it. Wow. They had her out before my doctor even got there.
Yeah.
There was another doctor that wasn't mine. She got there to help, you know, close me up or whatever. But my husband didn't even get into the operating room by the time she was pulled out.
He's still trying. No, that's incredible. That is absolutely incredible.
First baby.
Your daughter was like walking her way out of you. Yep. That is so funny. She's like, I'm done. I'm good, Mom. I'm coming out now. I want to meet you. That's amazing. If you're pregnant right now and you're hearing these stories, our advice to you is don't be scared and trust us. You eventually forget it. Like, you don't really remember how crazy it is once you've gone through it. So, you know, like the pain. I don't remember the pain. Do you?
No, I don't remember. It was like period cramps, but that's...
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's it. I have a second one. She's also breached, but she flipped last minute. And when I say last minute, like, we're going in, and it's 3 days before the C-section, and she flipped.
Oh, that's so good.
So did the flip just happen naturally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's a great story. Thank you for calling. 644-9850. We're talking about your lobby baby stories. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, I just wanted to comment on having the taxi baby.
Yes.
So when I was pregnant with my son, I actually wanted to comment on what Nick said. I had high blood pressure, so I was induced, and they broke my water on a Sunday night, and I actually didn't have my baby until a Tuesday morning. So
they totally can
break your water, and you can definitely go more than 24 hours.
Yeah,
wow,
we went 44. I know I've heard about the 24-hour thing. We literally went 44 because I looked at the paperwork and I'm like, oh my gosh, from water break to baby born 44 hours. It was crazy. So
I just thought you wanted another day off of work.
I did. Yeah. I did. Truth is, yeah, I did, and I got it. So, you know, yeah, it's a win.
Sure. Because that was relaxing.
I remember being so paranoid that I was going to end up having a C-section. You know, this is my first kid, and I'm like, oh, no, if I go any longer, they're going to have to cut this baby.
Right.
Don't touch the abs.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm glad everything worked out. Lobby Baby Stories. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. We're just talking about your baby delivery stories. What's yours?
I had my first kid in the car, and I delivered him.
Wow. That's,
wait, you delivered your first baby in a car?
Yes.
Okay, first off, what kind of car?
Actually, my fiancé just got it. It was a new Yukon.
So a brand new Yukon, leather seats?
Oh, plenty of room.
Yeah.
Yep.
Were you driving the car?
Yeah, so we had to stop and get gas because we had no gas in the car.
Of course.
And so he's pumping gas, and I start screaming for him. I'm like, get in the car. He's coming. He got $4 worth of gas in the car.
Uh-huh.
And if you're familiar with Southwestern and Camp Road, right at the corner was the gas station.
Yeah.
And he comes in. He goes, what do you want me to do? And I said, just go. And so we're on the on-ramp to the 90. And he was born right around the turn of.
Oh, no. Wait, so, all right, so you're sitting. Are your feet up on the dashboard? Like, how are you doing this?
No, like, I had, like, my feet, like, all the way to, like, the front, because obviously I wasn't sitting because, you know, that's not comfortable.
Yeah, ouch.
And, so then we pulled over, obviously, right before the tolls, and then he called the ambulance, and then they came.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like when all of a sudden a baby comes out of you and you're like, I guess I should hold it. What did you wrap the baby in?
Well, before I walked out of the house, I, grabbed the blanket off our bed. Thankfully, I don't know what I, you know, why I thought that, but
yeah.
So I grabbed that off the bed and, I still think back now, I'm like, how did I not drop him?
Right.
Cause we're like flying around the turn and he pops out.
Oh,
where were you heading at that time? Like, what was your destination? Where were you planning to have this baby?
Millard Fillmore.
Okay.
So we had a ways to
go. That would have been a drive, yeah.
Good news is,
Jan didn't have to pay tolls because you can get on the freeway.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Right before. Did you go to your birthing classes before this?
No.
Yeah. Hmm. Because they don't cover that in the birthing classes.
Did you fully disclose this when the car was resold or traded in?
Absolutely. No, it's actually my car now.
So okay.
Yes. Yeah, and that's
here's
a great
news.
Story
you
to
saved
tell
on your hospital
baby.
Bill.
Yeah, how long did you get to stay in the hospital if you have the baby outside the hospital?
I think I was there. I went home on my third day, I think.
Right.
Because I think stay there. He, his sugar was low, so he had to like keep doing all those tests. So I think it was just like an extra day.
Yeah, you're like a specimen being able to just have the baby like that. That's amazing. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. We're taking lobby baby stories. What's yours?
I didn't make it to the lobby. I had my baby at home. I wish I made it to the lobby.
Wow, you had your baby at home?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how old school of you. Tell me how that went.
Oh, it did not go. I mean, it went perfectly fine, but it was scary as heck. I started having contractions. My water broke. And 6 minutes later, with 911 on the phone, here comes my baby.
Wow.
Oh, did you get the call? Like, do you have the call on tape?
No, I didn't request the call. I'm kind of horrified to hear what I sounded like because I couldn't talk because of the contraction. So let's just pretend that didn't happen.
So they some say, colorful language on the call,
yeah.
Jan.
Oh, I want to hear it totally. I'm going to request it. So they say, what's your emergency? Do you remember what you said?
I said, I'm having a baby. Somebody please help me.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said, what's your address? And a contraction came. My husband upstairs getting the hospital bag. And I'm... The contraction ended. I'm screaming for him. I'm like, I'm getting in a bag like you asked. I'm like, no, don't need it. Get down here.
Yeah, we're not going to the hospital right now. He's probably deciding what he should bring for himself, which socks are the most comfortable, which ones. Like, yeah, exactly. And you're down. That's amazing.
It's all about the outfit.
Yes. I love that story. Wow, I'm glad it all turned out. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What's your lobby baby story?
So, first I want to say that I was in labor for 42 hours.
Wow.
But my husband actually had two seizures while I was giving birth.
Oh, my goodness.
Does he regularly have seizures, or was this unusual?
No, well, he does, but he takes medication.
Okay.
And first-time baby, so, you know, you're in and out of the hospital when your contractions start, and they send you home and say, come back when they hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So he had screwed up his sleep and his medication schedule. And so while I was waiting to give birth and I had already had the epidural and everything, I was trying to hold him to the bed while my mom ran out and grabbed a nurse.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, the guys always make it about themselves, don't they?
Janet.
I'm just kidding.
He was down in the, we were at Children's, the old Children's, and he was down in the ER, and he signed himself out thinking that I would be mad at him that he wasn't there. So then he had another one.
Oh, poor honey. Well, I'm glad at least you were at a great hospital. I'm sure they took good care of you. Everything turned out, obviously?
Oh, yeah. Yep, she's going to be 10 this year. So.
Oh, that's so amazing. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Good morning.
Do you have a Lobby baby story for us?
I do. My first son came really fast, despite the myth of first babies taking a long time. So I went into labor on my birthday, and my husband always worked 16-hour shifts on Sundays. So we joked when he left that morning, don't have the baby while I'm gone. Of course, I went into labor. So I called him, and he couldn't make it. Had our friend come drive up to bring us, and I got in the lobby, and my contractions were a 10 out of 10. And the nurses, you know, they always have the side bet, like, are we going to send her home? Are these false contractions? So they finally get me hooked up, and they're like, no, this is happening. We gotta go now. We got to call the doctor, get her husband here. So I had the peace of mind that they got a hold of him, and he was on his way. Well, 2 hours later, he's still not there. And finally, he shows up as I'm getting my epidural, and I'm like, I'm distraught. I'm like, where were you? What were you doing? He's like, oh, I stopped. I got a sandwich. I made sure that the dogs were okay. Yep. Like, I thought it was going to take a while. And I'm just like, I'm ready to, like, reach out and strangle him while I'm in the bed. Because I'm like, first of all, where's my sandwich?
Yes.
And you didn't tell me that this was more important.
Oh, that's great.
It happened that my son came out, you know, about 8 hours into labor after everything was said and done. But I found out later that the nurses had a bet at the desk.
Yes.
About whether I was going to be one of those patients that they sent home 5 times with false contractions. So I think I'm the only one that won that bet.
Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Jan, I'll never forget when we did the birthing classes, Lamaze or whatever, there was a big focus on make sure that the dad has snacks. And I'm like, is that really a big deal? And so I made sure I had this grab bag of granola bars and little snackables and stuff. I'm like, I'm all set. It was a big deal.
It was a big deal. Absolutely. We go to the phone, 644-9850. What's your Lobby baby story? Hi, Kiss.
Hi.
Hi,
so
what's your story?
Second son, I get to the emergency room, and I'm only 37 weeks pregnant, but I was severely having contractions. And the lady looks at me, and she's like, okay, what are you here for? And I'm like, I'm 37 weeks, and I'm in labor. And she's like, yeah, okay. I'm like, what? So she tells me to have a seat, and I couldn't sit because I'm having contractions so regular. They're like 3 minutes apart.
Right.
And she's like, honey, you have to sit. And I'm like, I can't sit. I'm having contractions too bad. So she calls security on me. I'm like, what? One nurse comes running out. She's like, honey, just sit till we get to the elevator, and then you can stand. And I'm like, thank you so much. And I'm like almost in tears. They get me up to labor and delivery just to be checked. And the one nurse looks at me. She goes, why is she here? She should be in labor and delivery. They're like, I don't know. The lady told me to send her up here to be checked. She's like, she's in labor.
Oh.
I called security on me while I'm in labor. And he was born 3 hours later.
Oh, my gosh. The best part is that security got called on you. You must have not been believable enough.
Yeah, maybe you just, do you get escorted out of places a lot? Like, you just have a look?
I was like, what the heck is going on? My husband's like, are you sure you're in labor? I was like, this is my second kid. I know what labor feels like.
But you know, when you're like, in that moment and they question you, you start questioning yourself.
Sure you do.
You're going through some kind of a... Like, you're just like, it's just the weirdest thing. But that's a great story that you got security called on you.
It really is. I mean, every kid that you go into labor with is completely different. And this was different for me. And I questioned it at first, too. And so I was like, wait a minute, I'm in labor. I'm just going to the bathroom. I'm in labor. Like, holy crap.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we got to go. And security, I'm like, what?
I feel like we need to teach, like, I don't know if I need to teach you to be more low-key or more dramatic, but you are so middle of the road, you just seem...
I think she just looks threatening.
Do you think she looks threatening?
Yeah. You ever been kicked out of a casino?
Her nine-month belly was a real threat.
Nothing, and weigh like 105 pounds.
Very
like,
threatening.
I can see why they would call two security guards on you. Oh my God, that's so funny.
That's awesome.
It's a great story. Thanks for calling.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.